It's so exciting living the life in the kingdom when heaven can break in on you now. And we need, and it's just like learning how he speaks to us. Learning that when we are born again, it's like he fine-tunes us to hear him speaking in different ways. He just doesn't speak by guilt. Most of us, we think, growing up in the denomination I did, if the preacher could make you feel really terrible before you left, he had done a good job of preaching. Oh, man, I really feel terrible. What a good sermon. I used to think I could really, as a good evangelist, if I could really make people feel guilty. Now I want to preach in a way that makes them feel forgiven. Now I want my message to bring hope. I want the message to break condemnation. I believe that there is a Holy Spirit conviction. He convinces us of our sin, but he also, see, the second thing he does after he convinces us of sin, he convinces us of righteousness. Now, we always think he's convincing us of the righteousness that's in Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus is the righteous one, yes. But I think it means, see, he convinces us of our of sin. It says he convinces us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Well, whose sin? We think, well, that's convinces us of our sin. Well, whose righteousness? Oh, that's Jesus' righteousness. No, it is, but I think the point of that is the Holy Spirit not only wants to make you aware when you're lost that you need to be forgiven, that after he has worked his work of sense of godly sorrow that brings about a repentance, changes the way you think and your life following, he also wants to convince you that you're righteous, that you're in a right relationship with God. And you can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain help and mercy in your time of need. And this is the Holy Spirit's job. And just as we should preach to work with Holy Spirit, to wake people up out of their sin when they're lost or backslidden, we need to also preach in such a way that lines up with Holy Spirit to make people aware of their righteousness. And when we think of judgment to come, sometimes when we hear that phrase, we're only thinking about it in an evangelistic way that, hey, there is a judgment to come, and if you don't get right, you're going to the wrong place.